Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday the 6th of October. Apologies, I've recorded this once and it all went to pot. I've had power cuts, everything's going to shit. Spurs are shit, the trading's gone shit, my electricity's gone shit. Everything has gone to shit. Brexit is shit. Brexit, that's what they should call it, Brexit. I had to drop some money off to somebody yesterday, one of my horse racing mates. They were at a restaurant and I sort of went late and I sat down and had a coffee with them. One of the guys there, I hadn't seen him for about 3 years, staunch Brexiteer. So my other mate gave me the nod that he was, so I just sort of said, sat down, I went, oh, what we should do is just revoke that Article 50 and pretend the last 3 years didn't happen, just let it all move on. He absolutely exploded at me at the table. It was brilliant. But he would vote for Boris if he did anything. If Boris went out shooting kids, I think he'd vote for him. If he went and did an American-style high school shooting, he would still vote Boris. Boris can do no wrong in his eyes. It was flipping brilliant. I stirred him up a treat. But everything's gone to shit today, yes. Right, and we can't even talk about Spurs, can we? I told you to back Brighton. Back every team that's playing Spurs. Lay Spurs until I tell you not to, because we are garbage. I've told you we're garbage. People don't believe it. Answers on a postcard. Why Poch is a great manager. I keep hearing it. Jermaine Gina said it yesterday. I didn't watch the game. Apparently we were completely useless. But answers on a postcard. Why he's a great manager. And if somebody is thinking of answering, well, he's done a lot with limited resources. Well, he hasn't. He's still had a team that's worth half a billion quid. Whether he paid that for them is irrelevant. You know, he inherited a massive amount of good players who at today's market prices, well, not so much now because they're garbage, but certainly last couple of years, the team was well worth over £100 billion. If I gave you a Bentley, the fact you hadn't bought it, you're still driving a Bentley. You're still driving a 250 grand car, whether you go and buy it or I give it to you. So don't give me that old nonsense. He's had some of the finest players that Spurs have seen in recent times. The guy is clueless. But answer on a postcard, why is Poch a great manager? All gone to shit. Brexit will carry on that. I wonder if I can report from Brexit in Tokyo. Right, I've got a ton. Let's get on with it. Horses first. Horses. Hang on a minute. I've had traumas with Betfair this one as well. Fuenlabrada game. Goal scored and then they never opened the market. All too late. Everything has gone absolutely belly up today. I mean, what's that all about with Betfair now? Goals go in and they just don't. They suspend the market and then I think they go for a cup of tea. Absolutely fucking useless. Right, horses. Right, let's get this now. Now my computer's playing up. Can't get the market up. Right. I'm told this will win. 4:45 at Uttoxeter. Moore's Novelty. I'm told that will win. Back it at your own peril. 1.78. 5:20 at Uttoxeter. Is win and place Madeira Mist. 5:20 Uttoxeter, win and place Madeira's Mist. 5:30, wherever that race is, Kelso. 5:30 at Kelso, Norwegian Woods, win and place. So is that the lot? I think that's the lot. 4:45 I've done. I thought there was one more. Bear with me a second. Bear with me a second. I need to get my list up. Oh, there is one more. 2 p.m. if you're quick. It's in the 2 p.m, which is obviously going to be not long after you've listened to this. If you've jumped on early, Dare to Flare is a trade. Dare to Flare, 2 p.m. at Tipperary. 7.2, 50% Dob. Dare to Flare. Football. First half goals. If it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, St Etienne Lyon. 0-0 20 minutes, St Etienne Lyon. Drip laying under 0.5 first half goals. Over 1.5, two teams in poor form, can't score goals apparently, but there's a bit of value in the 1.5. Newcastle, Man United, over 1.5. Again, 0-0 20 minutes, drip back over 1.5 goals. Remove your liability on a goal. Over 2.5, 5 o'clock in Norway, Ranheim versus Sarpsborg. Drip back over 2.5 goals through the first 15 minutes. Remove your liability on a goal. Ranheim, Sarpsborg, and green up from there. American football, loads of it. Right, this again, all backed around 10 to 11, 19 to 20, couple of cases, even money if you can get it. Use odds checker, get the best odds you possibly can. The important thing is to get the line, don't move the lines. Get the best price on these lines. Arizona +3 at Cincinnati. Atlanta +4 at Houston. Buffalo Bills +3 at Tennessee. Jacksonville Jaguars +3.5 at Carolina. Denver Broncos +5.5 at Los Angeles Chargers. Green Bay +3.5 at Dallas Cowboys. And my own team on their march to the 6th Super Bowl, beating the old fraudulent Browns, Monday Night Football, San Francisco -4 against the Cleveland Browns. That's the Monday night game. That would be an absolute pasting as that old Baker fraud field gets found out again. That's it, team. As I say, I'm off to Tokyo. We've got yet another international break. Drives you bananas, doesn't it? At least it gives me 2 weeks before I have to watch Watford pummel Spurs. Probably get Harry Kane injured in the international break, just to sum it all up. Right, so that's that. Yeah, I will be, as I say, I'm going to Tokyo on Wednesday. I'll get as much done website-wise between then and Wednesday. We're looking to try and open the forum up and get those sort of bits done. I will, of course, have my laptop while I'm away, and I will be doing a pod every day reporting from Tokyo. I will still put bets up if there's any. The football, everything will continue. I think there are some Brazilian Serie A games, Dutch Erster games, so FDD sheets will continue to cover those leagues. But the main football from me, FTS-wise, will return in 2 weeks' time. When the season gets back underway, and hopefully then we get all settled down, get into some form and make a few quid. I had a few emails in response to my sort of losses yesterday. You do lose. I think the biggest thing with people is they're conditioned to winning or wanting to win monthly. I go back again early part of the year when I was putting screenshots on Betfair. I couldn't have a losing game. Bear in mind, a losing week or month. Every game I touched was winning. At the minute, it's been a bit of a grind. Ups, one step forward, one step back, one step forward. As I said, but people, I don't look and think, oh, I didn't win in October. Let's have a panic attack. Let's get the brown paper bag out. Heart attack. It is what it is. Dates don't mean anything. You just keep doing it. I don't change what I do. I keep doing the same thing. You hit good runs, bad runs. Variance comes in. You go against the norm. And you come out the other side. And that's all it's about. And that's all the point I was trying to make. I don't like getting up on a Saturday morning at 5 o'clock. And by 8 o'clock, I've done 2 grand. Of course, I don't. Nobody enjoys that. But it's part of what we do. It's just a fact of it. And you get on with it. So that in effect is the nature of the game. I think you guys, again, it is that, monthly, oh, Will didn't win this month, Will didn't win this month, or the NFL didn't win this month, or the NHL didn't win this month. You look at those American sports services we've done, 117 points the NHL last October, then the following month was -60. It just goes up and down. That's what you do. But it's whether you come out on top over the long run. We invented dates, we invented months, and where they got put in relation to betting, I have absolutely no idea whatsoever. If the best lesson I could give you is to hang around with one of my horse racing guys, Suggsy knows him, because he doesn't know where he is day in, day out. But when you add his winnings up at the end of the year, he makes six figures comfortably. And that is all it's about. Where are you in a long period of time? I wasn't saying anything other than yesterday. I've had a bit of a stop start to the season, not fixed odds wise, but trading wise. And it'll all settle down, but I don't even look at the day. I don't look, oh, it's October the 1st now, let's start again. It's just one day melds into another. Bigger problems on my life are what Spurs going to do about Poch the fraud. Anyway, crack on, enjoy yourselves, have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Oh, and just a shout out, didn't Palace do well yesterday? Good old Roy, didn't Palace do well?